From the Archdiocese of Mobile, Archangel Radio presents The Archbishop Show with our shepherd, Archbishop Thomas J. Rohde, and featuring the Director of the Office of Evangelization and Family Life, Patrick Ahrensberg. And now, your host, Patrick Ahrensberg.
Hello, welcome to The Archbishop Show. I'm Patrick Ahrensberg, Director of the Office for Evangelization and Family Life. And we're here, Archbishop, with your Director of Youth Ministry, Mr. Tex Phelps.
Well, it is good to be here with you, Pat, and Tex, with you, and welcome. I know you've been on this radio program before, but welcome back. It is good to have you.
Archbishop, we're going to talk about youth ministry in general, but also the exciting ACYC coming up in depending when this airs, airs a few times. So coming up in February.
Yeah, and actually, if you keep listening, you will find out what ACYC means.
So you just have to stay tuned for that. Archbishop, would you lead us in prayer as we start?
That was a teaser. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dear God, we thank you for your gift of faith, and especially we pray for the power of the Holy Spirit, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, to help us pass on the faith from one generation to another, so that we may be true to your call to teach all the nations, starting in our own communities, our own parishes, our own homes, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen. So I just throw this out to either one of you. You know, things change really quickly. I mean, it's 2022, and I think if you go back about 40 years, the notion of youth ministry, I don't know how many, Archbishop, about what percentage of dioceses would have had a diocesan director of youth ministry, if you had to guess.
When I was a young person, that term would not have been used in most places, at least not to my experience. It was more something called CYO, Catholic Youth Organization. And there'd be a director of a Catholic youth organization. That was youth ministry. Today, the term more is director of youth ministry. But youth ministry has changed through the years. And so that CYO and Youth Office of Youth Ministry today, although it's been an organic development, it has been a development. It's different now than it was in the 1950s, 1960s.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking maybe 20, 25 years ago, Tex, I know it was before you would have come to Mobile, there was like one youth group in Mobile and maybe one in Baldwin County. And that was kind of the operational, that was all there was. And now—
In a parish.
In a parish,
in
yes,
a parish.
Thank you. Now, most parishes have something. That's not a question, it's just a—
Well, it's
throwing
true,
it to you.
And we've seen that wonderful development of youth ministry in our archdiocese. Going back, I can remember when I was ordained a priest in the late 70s, youth ministry, as we know today, was just developing. Up to that point, any effort to reach out to teenagers was more based upon athletics, having sports teams or sport activities, and recreation, like dances. But it began to change after the Second Vatican Council, when up to that point, so many of the young people went to Catholic school or were faithful about going to parish CCD programs, or their families were faithful in practicing the faith, or society just supported the faith. And so teaching or sharing the faith in youth ministry was not as much of the focus. It was more helping the kids to develop socially, athletically. But that began to change in the 1970s, 1980s, that youth ministry began more and more to include not only times for youth to enjoy themselves, but to have a spiritual dimension where we could touch the hearts of young people and bring the faith to them. And so that has been a development. And in our archdiocese, we have seen, as you've said, Pat, the development of parish youth ministry, which we, up to about 15 years ago, only a couple of parishes would have had real organized programs.
So Tex, you've been around youth ministry for a long time. And in my recollection of your story, you kind of came to it in a lot of ways through sports, playing basketball. And so what's your experience with the growth of youth ministry over the last 20 or so years?
So I would say one of the things when I went into youth ministry, which was 22 years ago, I started off in a parish in Dallas, and it was a parish that was a medium-sized parish in Dallas, and it had a lot of youth, and so that was my first, you know, time to really experience youth ministry, because I did not grow up in a youth program or anything like that. So, and with that, one of the things I can remember then is we would have our events on Sunday night, and that's a lot of people do it on Sunday night, and people would come, like youth would come, and that was my experience. And so I did middle school youth ministry, and we had at that time we had a lot of young people that would invite their friends to come, and so, that were non-Catholic. So it was just being my first experience, that's just kind of how I thought it was. People really, you know, came when we offered on Sunday nights, and people came. And since then, through my experiences, I've come to realize that's not the norm. That one of the things that has happened over the past 20 years is young people have become more and more busy in their schedules and have less time. And so picking a one size fits all has become a challenge. So Sunday nights aren't always, unfortunately, a time that people set aside for family, and so that's not necessarily the best time sometimes for people to come together. So I think that has been one of the biggest challenges with youth ministry over the last 20 years is how do you reach out to young people. And I think now what you see more of is people trying to evangelize, go out to the young people and not just pick a one size fits all Sunday night approach or whatever night. So I think that's one of the biggest changes that's happened over the last 20 years, where you used to be, and Archbishop, I would love to hear your perspective on this. Like when you would have people, if you had something at the church, that's where people wanted to be. Now with such busy schedules, that's you can't just pick a one night and say, okay, we're going to do it on this night and everybody's going to come. It's you're working with all these different kinds of schedules. So I think that's been a big change and a big challenge with youth ministry.
Yeah, so I mean, if I'm a listener, I'm thinking, well, yeah, how do you get kids to come? I mean, there's so many entertainment options at their fingertips. There's all sorts of, not just on their recreational time, but then you know, kids study. I don't, between you and me, and don't tell the Archbishop, I don't know that I studied in school the way I see the kids studying now. My daughter, my sons, they spend hours every night studying. So how do you squeeze in? What do you roll out there to attract kids? How do we reach kids?
One of the things that, unfortunately, like Catholic youth ministry programs are competing against is other parishes as well, plus events and everything. And so it becomes more of an entertainment that people want to be entertained. And I think, to be honest, and this is a huge challenge as well, I think what young people are looking for is something that's authentic, and they're looking for the truth. And so if you do things that don't bring those two things in, then you're just like everybody else. And so I think that's, for me, any program I've been a part of, that's what I want to instill in young people, and that's why I want to bring people in. And another thing, and this is the interesting thing, I think inviting peers in. Sometimes we have adults that are kind of running everything and trying to, you know, be the ones that are bringing the young people in. But the more that we can develop leaders and peers that want to help bring people to Christ and bring people in to the building. And that's when I was saying, when I first started, like, I didn't think anything of it. But because of they enjoyed coming to my class, like these eighth graders, and we were doing confirmation, and these eighth graders, actually sixth, seventh and eighth graders, would invite their friends to come because that was the place to be. So I had them on the entertainment part, but I had to make sure that I was also speaking about something that was authentic that would help them grow in their faith, not just be entertained, but actually strengthen their faith and deepen their faith. And I think that's what young people are looking for. But if everything's all the same, then they're going to go for the shiniest thing. But if they have a choice between all these shiny things and something that's authentic and true, I think that's what they will If they are seeking, that's what they were looking for.
You're listening to the Archbishop Show on Archangel Radio, 1410 AM, 94.5 FM. Pat Ahrensberg here with Archbishop Rohde and Mr. Tex Phelps, who is director of the Archdiocesan Office for Youth Ministry. And Tex, I don't know if you've ever heard of, there's a thing called an ACYC. Have you ever heard of, so it's a youth conference. Are you aware that we have one in the Archdiocese of Mobile?
The Archdiocesan Catholic Youth Conference? Yes, I am aware.
Are you aware you're in charge of it?
Surprise!
I have been told.
So tell me about your approach to that. So you've never been to an ACYC. So you coming into this completely blind, never been to a conference, or what's your experience with youth conferences, and what do you bring from those experiences?
How I came into Diocesan Youth Ministry was actually through a youth conference. I was a parish youth minister in Macon, Georgia. And my third year there, the director of youth ministry took another position. He left, and they asked me to lead that youth conference. And it was something, you know, I'd been to this youth conference a couple of times and kind of have an idea of what they were doing, and I kind of brought my own ideas into it. And but also in that process, you know, it just being a parish youth minister, I didn't think much about diocesan ministry, but that maybe, you know, working with different people in different parishes and everything like that kind of brought me into me. And so one of the things that was very important to me is I'm one of those people that wants everybody to be involved. So like my, you know, the first thing I look at is, okay, what parishes aren't involved? Like what parishes aren't with us? And so like, you know, that, developing that strategy. And so then when I moved to the Diocese of Beaumont, they had a long history of a youth conference. It went back to the mid 60s. We were closing on our 50th anniversary. And so they had a long tradition, but it's interesting because they actually started their conference as a convention. They actually called it a convention, and they would actually elect like officers for youth ministry, their leaders, and it was just like a convention, political convention. And so even when I was there, we called it a convention, but it slowly progressed into a certain thing. And so then when I got there, that's when we started looking at different things that to enhance what was already there, because they already had a long tradition. It's like, well, what can we do to enhance what's already there? And so from that perspective, we added some things, we adapted some things, and it really doubled in 2 years. And it became a place that young people, like throughout the year, look forward to going to. So like as I come into the Archdiocese of Mobile, I know there's been a long tradition of one, and it's like I look at what's happened. There's some great things that have been going on, and it's like, how can I come in and enhance or build on what's already there? And so I'm very excited for this first opportunity to do that.
So for our listeners who maybe have not had a lot of experience with ACYC, who's it for? Is it what age group? Is it college age kids? Is it middle school? What's the age group for?
So it's for high school students, 9th through 12th grade. And I will say this, it's not for the adult chaperones that come, but they get a lot of out of it too. And that's one of the things. It's a great experience for our adults that help out as well. It really strengthens their faith as well. So high school students, and we have a lot of adults that help with the programming.
And it's parish based, Beth. So it's not depending on what school one attends. There are kids there from Catholic schools or private schools or public schools, that doesn't matter. They're with their parish group, or there's some students that if there isn't a group from their parish, they join with the neighboring parish and come and have a great time meeting new people. So it's very much teenagers coming with their parish groups.
And one of the things I love watching at ACYC is our priests have found it a very worthwhile time to engage with kids. I mean, they're typically 10, 12, 15 priests to hear confessions, and they're not in a hurry to leave. And I know the schedule's a little different this year, and I think we're going to see priests down there most of the weekend. Certainly the Archbishop is there. I think that's one of the high points for a lot of our kids, especially those who are not in the immediate metro region of Mobile, just to be around our clergy and be plugged into the body of Christ that kind of gathers in numbers that most parishes don't get to see.
And one of the things that's great about the priests being there, so if you look at a strong youth ministry program in a parish, a lot of times a pastor or a priest is involved with that group. Like, you know, they check in. They're seen with that youth group, and this ACYC just takes that to another level of seeing priests engaged. Sometimes you see a side of a priest maybe you didn't see, you know, in the parish, and you know, just their enthusiasm for youth, their passion for helping young people in their faith, and so the more priests we have there, the stronger the message. But one of the things I've noticed that also has a huge impact is having seminarians be a part and have seen them a different side of seminarians, you know, other than, you know, that they go away to the seminary, you don't see them as much, you don't hear about them as much. As seeing them there being active with the priests and the seminarians, it's such a huge impact on young people's lives to see people that are not only living out their faith, but also that have joy in their faith and they have a passion about their faith, and they really I think that's the thing that resonates with young people. When I was talking about authentic, to see people actually living out their faith, I think too often they see people that aren't living out their faith, and that becomes like, well, so what does it matter, you know, if I'm Catholic or if I have faith or whatever? But the more they see people, and especially with joy, I think that's a huge impact. Sometimes we see people that aren't joyful in their faith, and again, it's like, why do I want to be a part of that? But I can only say, like, I have great joy in my faith, and I hope that resonates with young people, and they say, you know what, I want what he has. And if we have peers that are doing that for peers as well, I think it's a huge impact. That people, I want what they have. I want that joy that they have. You know, so I think that's and the priests set the tone for that at ACYC, and when they do it, just I think it resonates with the young people.
You're listening to the Archbishop Show on Archangel Radio, 1410 AM, 94.5 FM.
Tex, this would be an unfair question to expect you to answer in 25 words or less, but why have the ACYC? I think there's probably going to be a lot of answers that we may come up with, but what's the purpose of it? And I'll just say one thing, but it's only one and small thing, and we can come up with a number. You know, in our archdiocese, we cover a lot of territory. The southern half of Alabama, and there aren't many Catholics in most of our communities. In many of the communities, even Montgomery, as big of a city as that is, only 1% of the population is Catholic. We have more Catholics in Mobile and Baldwin counties, but in most of our archdiocese, there's few Catholics. And the teenagers who are Catholics don't meet many other Catholics their age. Sometimes they're the only Catholic in their class. Sometimes they're the only Catholic in their school. And to come together and see 300-400 Catholic teenagers, they've never seen that many Catholics of any age in one place before. So it's a real shot in the arm. It really gives them in a visual way that they are part of a church. They're part of something far larger than just their local parish. But that's one thing. But what do you think? Why have an ACYC? What do you hope? What do you pray that it accomplishes? What do you want the Holy Spirit to do with this event?
So I would think the two goals I have for a conference like this. The first one is to develop youth leadership. That this is a great opportunity to give them opportunities to take responsibility in what we're doing. So I find as many opportunities as I have to get young people, high school students especially, to give them roles in what we're doing, and help them develop their leadership is one of my top goals. The second one, and you kind of touched on it, is to get to strengthen their faith through being around other Catholic young people who are excited about their faith. It's not only just being around other Catholic, a conference like ACYC can be around that enthusiasm, like I said, and joy in their faith. And so, like, they want to absorb that and then bring it back. And one of the things for my office, and this is where I really believe that everything that I do with youth ministry should kind of go together. Like, it should be building on itself. And one of the things that I think is very important is everything my office does, that it bears fruit in the parish youth ministry. And so one of the best things we do have some smaller parishes that have smaller groups of youth, but if we can instill in them leadership and a joy about their faith and send that back to the parish, then they can hopefully bring other young people. It'll help with evangelization, because if you're the only Catholic in a school or in your class, you know, what do you do with that? You either go and join, you know, somebody else's church, or you have strength in your faith and you invite other people to be a part of what you're doing. And so I think that's what I like to see, is that young people are evangelizing, bringing their what they get at ACYC, going back to the parish and evangelizing.
You know, and I've seen that firsthand, that it does have a tendency to build up the parish youth ministry program, because I've seen at ACYC that the teenagers bring other teenagers that really aren't part of youth ministry back in their parish. But come on, let's go have fun at ACYC, and it gets them involved. I've seen teenagers bring friends who aren't Catholic, and they just love it. And so it does have a tendency to build up, evangelize the parish. I also see a growth in faith very often among the teenagers, because this is from ACYC begins on a Friday evening, lasts until midday on Sunday, and it is nonstop. These teenagers go home and collapse because they don't get much sleep. They're just having a lot of fun. They're wonderful activities for them, but it's activities of prayer, it's activities of mass, it's activity of breakout sessions, as they're called, small group sessions that they can choose which one they want to go to, with a variety of topics. I'm going to ask you what some of those topics would be in just a moment, but it's adoration, benediction, talks. We have some very spirited, talented speakers coming in that you've invited to come in from other places in the country who are known as being powerful speakers. So there's substance. I know some kids leave saying, I never knew that about our faith, or I never knew that about the Eucharist, or whatever it may be. So I do see that there's substance in there. What are some of those topics in those small group that they can choose which one to go to?
I love the way you said that, because that's one of the things we want to do, is inspire them, like they learn something, but that they, at ACYC, but then they want to go out and learn more. Like, you know, to light that fire, so it's not, you know, just like what they learned there. And the topics, one of the ones that I'm always excited about is how they can be stronger Catholic young men or young women in their faith. So we have, you know, strong male and female speakers speaking to about that. One of the topics we have is about being a good steward, and so in the parish, I mean, in their faith, about how to be a part of the parish and give their gifts to and talents to the parish. Apologetics is another one that is
what's
one.
Apologetics?
When people yeah,
that's my rule. Whenever we use a church term, well, because not everyone knows our rather esoteric, you know, our vocabulary that no one else usually hears.
So a lot of our young people get asked about the Catholic faith, and they don't really know how to respond to that. And so apologetics is kind of giving them the tools to be able to address some of these topics and talk about their faith in a strong way, as opposed to when somebody asks them about their faith, just trying to dismiss it or try to stay away from that subject. So it's a way to equip them to have these conversations with people that may not be Catholic in a way that's respectful and can help answer questions somebody may have about the Catholic faith and pass on the truth about the Catholic faith. So I think that's something that in our archdiocese, that's something that's very important to our young people, because they do get asked very difficult questions about our faith.
So a lot of times when this particular program airs, our high school kids are in school, so I know that they rush home to turn on Archangel Radio. But for the parents and grandparents who maybe are listening to the program, I would like to encourage those folks to get their children or grandchildren, depending on who we're talking about, to come to ACYC. How do they do that? What do they, first of all, some practical tips from your perspective of how do I sell my teen on going? And then secondly, once I've got them sold, what do they physically have to do to sign up?
So for to inspire them to come, I think one of the biggest things, because sometimes, you know, just from my experience, if a grandparent or parent tells them about something like that, it may be, you know, kind of shrugged off. So any chance they can have to get a young person that's been, that's great. That may not be possible. And another thing you can do is go to the website, the Archdiocesan website, and there are promotional like videos and information on that. And just those videos can help show them the joy and everything that's going on at ACYC, what it's all about. So those videos can really do a good job of showing that. Because I think a visual is very good for young people. Like, so why am I going to this if they don't know what it is? That's, you know, and so I think that's something. Youth sign up through their parish youth minister. And you can go to the website to get the registration information, and you can go to your parish and find out who do you register through. Somebody should be in charge of that. And if that's not the case, that you can't figure out who it is, you can always send an email to oym@mobarch.org, and we will help connect you with who needs to be connected with.
And I'm not above bribing my kids. You know, you'll go and plug into this weekend, promise something after that, whatever the child was kind of looking forward to. So,
well, I'd say, yeah, if parents or grandparents kind of strongly encourage them to go, then they just turn it over to us, and then we will do the rest and then send them back inspired in their faith.
Terrific. Well, Archbishop, that's coming up. What are the dates?
February 18th to the 20th.
February 18th to the 20th?
Perdido Beach Resort.
Boy, and the kids look forward to being at the beach. It's just fun. The hotel is beautiful. They get plenty of food to eat, and it'll be a great time. So shall we close with a blessing?
Please.
And may the blessing of God be upon you and upon your loved ones. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Until next time.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to The Archbishop Show with our shepherd, Archbishop Thomas J. Rohde, as well as Pat Ahrensberg, the Director of the Office of Evangelization and Family Life. And now, stay tuned for more solid Catholic programming on Archangel Radio.